T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, still monitoring, obviously, the Marlins situation in Major League Baseball. I see Bob Nightingale. We've had him as a guest on the show frequently. Lead to his story, it just came out, Ron, is it took 4 months for the Major League Baseball season to start, and now just 72 hours into it, the season could be abruptly ending. Talked about how not a lot of players tested positive before all the travel, but the litmus test was always going to be how healthy teams could stay once they started to move around the country. And he says, in hindsight, MLB never should have permitted the Marlins to take the field Sunday against the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. I wondered if it was responsible for the Nationals to take the field in the season opener against the Yankees, given the fact that Juan Soto had tested positive, and they were awaiting multiple other test results of people who had been obviously exposed to Soto in the 2 days prior between his test and his result. So it's ominous, to say the least, at this point. Ron?
This might be a good word here. I mean, a kind word, because it may be worse than ominous. You're right, Joe. I mean, you definitely could argue that they shouldn't have played that game. And in hindsight, is easy. There's no question. But I keep going back to the Reds. The same thing happened with them. And then they had a guy test positive, played Friday, and they had two more guys that they scratched for feeling sick yesterday. Did they do the wrong thing? So it's always easy to say in hindsight, but I think you're absolutely right. It's absolutely a fair question, Bob.
Yeah, it is a fair question, but I think their intention is to try to, you know, play beyond it. You know you're going to get some tests here and there. Do your best to do the contact tracing, figure it all out, and see what happens, I guess. I don't know. Like I said in the first hour, I don't know what their plan B is. And until they reveal it, which I think Rob Manfred should be front and center on this and try to explain, you know, what happens next. Because I think, like all of us, we're waiting to see what happens next.
We are, and if you look at the Nats, that was a scare. This is an outbreak. The Reds, somewhere in between, apparently, right now. That's three teams. Three teams in 3 days, really. So I'll tell you one thing I really resent, though. And Kyle Brandt from NFL Network just wrote about this, basically saying it seems to him that there are some NFL media types who are rooting for basically the virus, like rooting to be right about the virus, things like that. And they look at this situation and say, oh, see, NFL, you better watch out. You know, he says that people in the media actually rooting for the virus. Here's his tweet. Let me read this to you guys and you tell me what you think. There's a segment of the NFL media that seems to be almost rooting for COVID to affect the season. They want it. They see the Marlins news and say, yep, lots of luck, football. These are the people who make their livings off football. I don't get it. To which I say, and what we've talked about this, Ron, you and I on the show, because there's been, you know, oh, that's doom and gloom is all we ever hear there. I make a living doing this. Two different jobs that would absolutely be in jeopardy with no games. Absolutely be in jeopardy. I got a kid sleeping upstairs. I resent the hell out of the implication that I'm rooting for a virus. I got 88-year-old parents living in Buffalo. But what am I supposed to do? Blindly cheerlead this forward when I can see all kinds of evidence of concern? When it's obvious to me to raise the question of whether we're going to see a baseball season? I just resent the hell out of it. I really do. And I consider that to be a way bigger problem than anything else, is people like Kyle Brandt taking advantage of other people's ignorance is what he's doing there, and pandering to the lowest common denominator. You want to talk about a problem? We live in a country where we can't get people to wear a friggin' mask because that's been politicized. So don't sit here and infer that I or other people in the media are rooting for a virus, a deadly virus in some cases, to win out so that I can lose my job and not feed the kid who's sitting upstairs and worry about my parents, maybe lose one of them where there was an outbreak around them in recent months. It's just so insulting. And I want to use words that I can't use on the radio. And it's such pandering, and it makes me sick to my stomach. It really does. What do I want to be right when I say, I think there's maybe a 55% chance, I think I said this a couple weeks ago, that there won't be a season, or that they won't award a World Series trophy? Hell no, I don't want to be right. I want to be completely wrong about that. I want there to be baseball and football and basketball and hockey, but it's my job to look at these things soberly. Ron?
Joe, how do you really feel about it? I hate to hear you sugarcoat things that way. Hey, some guy's opinion, I don't care about that. I totally disagree with it. Nobody's rooting for no sports. But, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and stick my head in the sand and say, oh, everything's great. Don't worry about the 40% of the Marlins team testing positive. Go for it. Just play. Go on with life. I'm not going to sit here and say that either. And to me, it's ridiculous if anybody thinks that you're rooting for something when you're just trying to deal with the facts in front of you. I want to be thrilled about training camp opening tomorrow for the Steelers. I can't wait. But I'm not sure that's even going to be able to last the week the way things are going, Bob.
Joe, I'm surprised you did not swear during that rant. It was a good rant. I understand it completely. And I think to make that accusation is just trying to get reaction, and I don't think that's the right one at this time. I do think there's risk in everything that we do in our lives, and there's certainly a lot of risk in this, but I think what they're trying to do is mitigate the risk as much as possible to try to play games. The reason is obvious. It's a lot of money for all these leagues. I've said before, I'm of the belief that I think sports is good in terms of taking us away from the problems, because there are so many in this country right now, and that's how I view it. But I'm also not going to sit here and say that I want the virus to win to make somebody look good. I think that's crazy. I want it to be safe for everybody, but I know there's risk, and I know there's going to be positive tests. It's how you go from there that will determine what happens next, and I don't know if they know what comes next, Joe. So, but I liked your rant, and kudos on not letting it get to areas that it could have gotten you in trouble.
Well, I also am glad to be wrong about the bubble, at least apparently at this point. I remember when this idea first came out, I thought, how in the world are they going to make that work? It looks like it is working in the NBA and MLS, and I would think that the NHL would follow suit. So far, so good. I mean, compare baseball to the NBA right now, which, again, had zero positive tests, and where the whole league, like there's a major investigation about one guy, Lou Williams, who went to outside the bubble, apparently because was it somebody sick in his family? Somebody passed away. I don't know.
Went to a viewing for a friend of his. He went to a viewing, but made a detour to a strip club, allegedly.
Exactly, and that's become a giant story to get food. Right, that's become a giant. That's what they're concerned about. So I think that these bubble situations perhaps were the way to go right from the start. And I'd be happily admit and be glad to have been wrong about that and hope that that turns out to be the way to go. But it's obviously also a fair question to wonder, okay, if you're the NFL and you're going to be traveling and the nature of your sport, to wonder if that's going to be viable. I just think that's common sense, which seems to be in scarce supply at the moment.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think everybody is on edge here. They're tired of this virus. It just, there's no end in sight to it. I see some people, you know, worried about next college basketball season already, and I think probably with some justification. So I think people are on edge because of that. But you're right. It's just, I think we're all just so tired of it, Bob.
Yeah, but I also think this is it's an American issue because a lot of people in this country do not want to do simple things that can make a difference. And if you think that you're in a situation where you can help, you should help. You should do little things that make a difference. Forget the politics of it all, because everything in this world is politicized. You got to make smart choices. And it seems like with this virus, the best way you can do it is by listening to masks, listening to social distancing, listening to all the things that you're supposed to do. But too many people are going impatiently and doing things that put them at risk, which then put other people at risk. So, you know, and I'm not encouraging any shutdowns. I think there's got to be a better way than doing that, because as you guys have intimated, this virus, even with a vaccine, will exist, like all viruses do. Even with vaccines, they exist. So it becomes a part of being smart about how you go about your daily business. And I think that, more than anything, will help to mitigate all this, Joe. But right now, it doesn't seem to be happening.
Well, the smart way would appear to be a controlled, limited, small environment in one city, hub cities. That appears to be the
way. And they should have done it in baseball. And baseball players did not want to be inconvenienced. They didn't want to sacrifice. They thought it would be fine without it. So if you don't want to sacrifice, don't play.
But it is fair to mention. It's fair to mention, Bob, that they were looking at a much longer time in a bubble than either NHL or NBA or MLS or anyone else.
Yeah, but that's a risk you take. You're being highly compensated to take it. So I think if you don't want to, that's your choice, and that's fine. But if you're going to make it happen, they should have stuck to their guns and said, look, we have to do it this way, just because if we don't, we're going to open ourselves up to travel. It, you know, all of a sudden intensifies how many people you get in contact with, which can jeopardize your own health. So they should have stuck to their guns. They didn't, because players didn't want to sacrifice as much as they should.
Well, how you guys mentioned the Major League Soccer. How did they figure things out? Didn't they actually had to shut down two teams?
Yes,
and cancel some games? And all of a sudden, how did they figure it out?
Because they controlled people who left bubbles. From what I understand,
now,
a lot of that started
now, Ron,
bubbles.
It would appear they did. But I don't know. Is that an option? Just to say get out of here to the Marlins? That's it? Or I'm seeing now they're looking for players. I mean, this is nuts. But maybe they just continue. And maybe it settles down the way it did in MLS. But again, they're in a bubble. These guys aren't. They're traveling around the country. They're out and about when they're in their home city and probably on the road too anyway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.